If you have only just joined us, you're listening to Rainbow Connection on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio, and we are talking with Renee from the Bears of Perth. And it's all very exciting.
I'm so excited yourself.
Yeah, I am. It's been a fun.
I feel like we're really excited for people who can't actually go to the competition.
I know. That's very disappointing. But I don't care. I'm living vicariously right now.
I was talking in the break of sending my partner, who could be considered a bear, undercover to do like a little, maybe I'll enter him and he can do a deep dive into the bears.
So if he wanted to enter, though, is there still time?
Yes. I know that we're still getting it sorted. It's at the end of the month, so it's one of those things where you hit us up on the website and then we can go ahead and get you the application. We can get it started. Kind of pushing it because there is certain things that you would have to go ahead and have ready for the competition movie.
Like what?
Honey pot. Some outfits. What are they doing?
Technically, yeah. There's a couple different portions. I don't want to call it like a beauty contest, but it's kind of a...
What they're judged on. We all want to know what they're judged on. Come on, give us the scoop.
It's like their day wear and their underwear. There's also... I don't want to give too much away, but there's also a... I'll call it a talent portion. it's a little bit of fun and fantasy and kind of putting that on stage.
What do people do? What have people done in the past? Tell us your favorite things. Come on, tell us all the things.
Well, last year, one of my mates actually he was in the competition and he's also a part of the Pups. So he did pup play, him and another guy on stage.
That is so cute.
It was the coolest thing, and it was he plays on the rugby team.
He's already
team
got
with
the
me.
Fur. Okay. Come
yeah.
on.
So it was just the coolest thing. I had never really seen that before, mm-hmm. and he put it on stage, and he just put it all out there, and it was amazing. Yeah. And one other guy. Put on a bear costume and had a little bit of fun on stage. somebody did a rope play scene, which I thought was awesome. And so it just comes down to what you...
To their personality and what they want to do. And
what they like.
I have to say, Pups is cute.
Yeah.
my sister loves the Pups, so...
Yeah, they're one of when it comes to the bear group, the Pups have recently started coming to our den nights, and they're probably the newest addition to
our
little group. Yeah, to our family. It's a perfect way of saying it. And so yeah, they come along and they're more than happy to go ahead and help out and join in when they can. So yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So we were talking during the music break. You said that it's basically like a whole weekend of events.
Yes. So we start off on Thursday with a black tie at the Doubletree.
Fancy.
Yeah. It's meant to be. Again, this is our 27th year. The guys have come a long way. We're at 197 or 8 members now.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of bears.
Over the last two, three years,
we
have jumped up in numbers. Again, we're one of the only men's groups in Perth, and we've been around for a long time, and again that adds to the inclusivity of trying to get the guys on the gay like the rugby team and all the sports teams as well as the Pups and trying to get them involved. We have on Friday we have our event at Steamworks called Wet Fur, and then we have our underwear night I forgot the name of the club, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's what used to be Lamb.
So okay. In Subiaco.
Oh, wait. Yes. Isn't there Lamb anymore?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
So there's a different name for it, and I apologize that I don't actually know it off the top of my head. And so that's what we have on that Friday night. And then the Saturday is our big Mr. Bear competition.
And that's at Connections?
That's at Connections, yeah. Okay. So unfortunately, it is men's only. So you lovely ladies would not be able to join us. But
Meanwhile, we're trying to recruit everybody that we know. What about this one? Is he a bear?
The amount of pictures I've seen of guys. Can we send this person along? Exactly.
I love when you're like, I'm going to need a full body.
I was going to say, you know that Snapchat filter?
How much do they weigh?
You know that Snapchat filter where it turns you into the opposite sex?
Oh, yeah.
I look like my brother a lot in that Snapchat filter.
Oh.
So I'm just like going, can I just walk around with the Snapchat, as the brother that you showed me?
No, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'll have to show you.
I will say, my partner, he did that filter, and he looked just like his sister.
It's crazy.
He saw that, he's like, never again.
But I'm just trying to, think how I can, like, manipulate that into real life so I could come along.
Yeah, even my brother, I think we're fairly similar, and he wouldn't even be a bear, so I'm screwed.
Sorry about
it. And even Max might be onto you if you start catfishing.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. What would Niamh be? Because he's quite hairy.
Yeah.
But see, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
This has just been like the whole time.
This is why your numbers keep jumping up.
Yes.
Girls are getting together going, oh my God, can they send this person along?
Hey, send them along. We're more than happy to go ahead and see if they want to join.
And it's quite inclusive, isn't it? You also accept like trans men.
Oh, yes, yes.
Non-binary people.
We're just not a whole bunch of big, hairy guys sitting around. This is as much fun as that sounds. Exactly. It's tons of fun. But it's a men's group. It's for bears and their admirers. It's people who want a safe place to hang out, that don't necessarily want to be at the court, at Connections, that want a social group. We hang out at Loudoun Park at the tennis club.
Yep.
We do that twice a month. And it's drinks, it's chit-chat, it's a little bit of fun, music, and it's really low-key. It's really kickback. So.
That probably explains why you've gone on for 27 years.
Yeah.
It seems like a super inclusive family, like, environment that's safe.
100%. I moved to Perth 4 years ago, and it's one of those things where over the 4 years, it definitely has evolved. I've been more active these last 2 years, partly because of the changes and the way it's evolved over these last couple of years that I have personally seen. It's an amazing group of guys. I don't think that I would have made Perth as much of a home as I have if it wasn't for some of the guys that I've met.
So how did you find out about Perth Bears?
I had just moved to Perth from Queensland, and it was one of those things where you kind of just start looking to see what is in Perth. I had gone to the court. I still hadn't gotten Connections. I kind of just was searching to see what was around, and I came upon it, and I just happened to be their AGM, so I went there and met a couple of the guys. I was still new to Perth. I'd only been here for like maybe a month or two.
Wow.
So
and then he was like, I'm going to be your daddy bear.
Again, the guys were great, and I just, again, I just started going back again, like over the last 2 years, and now I'm on the general committee. So I like help put together our den nights and the stuff we did for Pride, and working with volunteers to get them in membership. So it's a little bit of work, but it's a lot of fun. It pays off.
Yeah, I understand that.
I have an off topic question. Well, not so off topic, but it's off the list of things that we generally ask. If you were going to do a talent portion yourself, what would your talent be?
And it's actually so funny because I was talking to my partner about the prospect of doing it, but my excuse has been that I'm on the general committee, so it'd be a conflict of interest. So I'm actually not going to join or not compete. It would probably be. And the sad thing is, I've actually thought about this, and it's just like, but no, it's one of those things. Probably a little bit of a. A little bit of dance, a little bit of leather play.
Nice.
It would just be kind of like, I mean, you go to work and you have the mundane, the dress shirts and the slacks and stuff like that. And then being able to go home and open up your closet and pull out a leather harness.
And some chaps.
Chaps, the leather jockstrap, and go out and have fun. I just got back from Mardi Gras, so I'm still recovering from that.
Oh, wow.
So.
How was that?
Everything was awesome. It's always a great experience. The after party was horrendous.
Yeah, we did see some stuff in the news about
what happened. I didn't see this.
Yeah,
this
10,000 tickets being sold for a venue that could not hold a quarter of them.
So
people were in line for like 2 hours waiting to get into the venue. So they had no opportunity to see anything.
That sucks.
So now I think people are like investigating. So I think like the ACCC is investigating, and some government agency in New South Wales is
it's crazy.
But again, it's the being there and meeting people from all over the world, and being able to run around Bears in Sydney is an amazing group of guys running around doing different parties.
And they were represented in the parade.
I marched with the Gay Rugby Association.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we had an awesome time doing that. But yes, the Bears.
I may have actually seen you on the television when I watched it.
It's one of those things where I've had friends from New Zealand and from all over Australia sending me video clips of me going up Oxford Street dancing. I'm like, oh, it's so sad.
an amazing
experience. But yeah, definitely. Not my finest moment.
But if people wanted to,
or was it your finest moment?
You just 15 need to minutes own of that. Fame.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Own it. Own it. Yeah.
But if people wanted to find out more about Perth Bears, where would they go?
Our Facebook page. Our Facebook page, Bears Perth Inc. We upload all our events for the next couple months. There's pictures, and there's opportunities to go ahead and contact the different Bears committee members. So if you want information, or you want to go ahead and come along, but you're new to the city and you want to, I talk to people on Facebook all the time who are like, I'm new to the city, I don't want to go there and just be by myself. One of us on the committee will grab you, we'll take you around, we'll introduce you to the other board members, we'll introduce you to the guys there, so that way it becomes a collective right from the beginning.
Sounds like just such a welcoming place.
It is.
Yeah, so go check it out.
This sounds a lot more exciting than the dad's group Tom was invited to.
Yeah. Way more leather.
But it was a dad's group, not a daddy's group.
Yeah. Right? The difference,
That's why.
That's the difference.
Big difference, yeah.
So yeah, definitely check out our Facebook. Again, our events are at the end of the month for our big 27th Western Roundup, our anniversary. So feel free to go ahead and look at our Facebook. Tickets are still available for all the events. Come and join us. If you've never been to one of our events, come along.
What are you waiting for?
We'll show you how to party. So yeah,
awesome. Okay.
And so maybe we could just talk about the competition, like when that is.
So yeah, the centerpiece of the weekend, long weekend, is the Mr. Bears competition. It's at Connections, and so at this point in time, I think there's five to seven, somewhere around there.
So there's still time.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time to go ahead and become a part of it. But I guess you would still have to figure out. Like, what are you going to do for your talent competition?
Maybe there's just someone out there waiting for the push. It's been thinking about it for months.
That outfit hanging in their wardrobe.
Yes.
I think it's... I'm trying to remember. I think it's... Let's see. It starts at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it goes to 7 to 12. And then after that, we're all still there. It's Connections. So we finish the competition. We open it up to everybody else. And then we get flooded.
So if you're like us who can't go because we're not guys, get there after 12.
And then message us.
Get there after 12. Come and hang out with us. Again, we will have named the winner at that point. You can come congratulate him. Put a tip in his jock strap because he's whatever he's wearing at that point in time.
If he's wearing anything?
If he's wearing anything. Oh, he'll be wearing something. I just don't know how, if it can hold up a dollar. It's one of those things where with the competition, he gets flown over to Melbourne, and it's cool. A situation where...
So that's one of the prizes?
Yep. He gets a accommodation and flights over to Melbourne. He becomes our face for the next year. Posters and den nights and stuff like that.
So it really is like a beauty contestant.
Well, yeah.
Just with more hair.
Yes. Okay.
And so that is March 28th?
Yes. The Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And well, we would just like to say thank you for coming in and being a wonderful guest.
This has been awesome. I enjoyed it.
Feel free to come back anytime.
Perfect.
Bring the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if we get the invite, I will definitely bring somebody along. So
sounds good. And
we can make him do his talent. His talent. For us.
There's enough room in here. There's enough room.
Is there though? Because this room's tiny.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Once again, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Rainbow Connection on 100.9 FM.